I am a terrible patient when it comes to being sick. And over the last almost 6 years of priesthood, and along with that of having to go to doctors and get poked, prodded, go through all of those tests, I have only gotten to be a little bit better as a patient. I just am not very good at it, and this odd sense of guilt stirs up within me, to the point that my own spiritual director now is like, "What? Why do you feel bad? Why? Name it. Explain to me why you feel bad that you're not able to do X, Y, or Z." And I know I'm not alone in that feeling of I'm not doing enough. You know, most of us have grown up with that good, strong sense of American can-do attitude, which isn't wholly of the Lord. There is this underlying idea that we have to fight for what we get, and we only get what we deserve. This is not the way of Jesus. And it starts to filter into our faith, where there is this expectation that once I have done X, Y, or Z, then I can or will be before the Lord. Then I have earned a fair hearing from Him. But the thing is, if we're honest with ourselves, we never get to the place where we actually feel like we deserve a fair hearing from the Lord. And oh, by the way, there's nothing that we can do that would, in fact, make us equal to the Lord. So it's not a great path for us to go down either way. And we see today in the gospel, really, a beautiful illustration of our Lord's generosity, right? Both in the leper and in this Roman centurion, Jesus shows His profound generosity in meeting these men right where they are. And I know that's kind of a buzzwordy sort of phrase. Oh, Jesus meets us right where we are. But we shouldn't allow the fact that it's been overused as a buzzword rob it of its actual significance. Because it reveals the power of God. Up until Christ's presence in the world, both of these men, one a Jew and one a pagan, would have had to have had the experience of God's work bound up in local places. Right? This is why Jesus makes reference to this Jew of going to the temple and making an offering that is the sign that Moses prescribed. This is how God would have confirmed healing before becoming man and being present. And for the Roman centurion, local divinities were the way that the Romans operated. There are gods in these places, gods in those places, and we go to their temples to receive something from them. So it's a profound act of faith for both of these men to say, if you will it, in the case of the Jewish man, I will be made clean. He's going somewhere other than the temple to be made whole. And Jesus confirms his faith in saying, I do will it. Be made clean. And Jesus showing that he's not looking to upend or destroy all that God has already done in his promises with the people of Israel, he does still say, go fulfill the law. And with the Roman, he shows, I'm not like those other gods. I'm not capricious. I'm not tied up to the land. I'm not bought up in other rituals. And the Roman confirms this. There's something greater about your authority. Just as I say, go and my soldiers go, or come and they come, you need only speak the word. And so Jesus says, I haven't seen faith like this anywhere. And so it becomes Jesus's chance to speak about his desire for the salvation of all peoples. But both of these men serve as invitations to us to allow God to meet us precisely where we are. And that's the real challenge that's there when we talk about God meeting us where we are. Do we believe that where we are, whether that is in a place of illness and having to be a patient, or in a place of sin and having to be a penitent, or just in that place, like I said, in the teaching moment of contingency, I am not the ruler of the universe, and having to allow God to meet us in that weakness, Do we believe that that is greater than God? Or do we believe that God is not stopped by those things? That's really the place of kind of holy confrontation and vying that the Lord wants to enter into. We desire to come to that sort of victory like this leper and like this Roman centurion came to. No, Jesus is powerful enough to come to me even if I or my family are not physically well enough to pray in the way that we're used to. Jesus still loves me and comes to me even when I've sinned. And yes, I'm weak. I'm ill-measured against the task that's set before me. But God is not looking for me to achieve so that I might deserve his love. Jesus is seeking to love me in the midst of this great task that he's asked of me, put before me, and will give me the strength that I need, because it's always been about his strength, his will, his love. So today, as we have this chance for this quiet mass, quiet frightens us because it reminds us oftentimes of the places where we are contingent, where we're weak, the things that we've done wrong. Perhaps that's good. It gives us the chance to say to the Lord, all you need to do is speak the word and I will be healed. You will draw close to me. We know that he'll draw close to us in that wonderful gift of the Eucharist. So until then, until that moment later on in Mass, may we make our prayer the prayer of the leper, prayer of the centurion, prayer of great faith and trust that God is not stopped by illness, by sin, or by weakness, and that he desires to draw and remain close to us.